So, Lord, we do pray that you will help us this evening, this morning, as we seek to study and learn from your word.
所以主啊，我们祷告，就是今天呢，晚上或者今天上午呢，我们来这里学习您的话的时候呢，请您帮助我们。
The verses we'll study, Lord, are very powerful. They are very foundational. And we pray that you'll give us grace to both understand and then to live these great principles.
现在呢，我们要学的这些经文呢，都是非常的有力量的，而且呢也是基础的。所以求您呢帮助我们呢，借着您的恩典去理解，并且呢我们活出这样的原则。
We're thankful, Lord, for all who are here tonight, and we pray your blessing upon each one of us.
感谢您呢，为了在座的每一位，所以我们祈求呢，您的赐福会降临在我们身上。
You know each heart, Lord. You know each need, and you know each prayer that we raise.
所以主啊，您知道我们每个人内心，也知道我们呢提出的每一个祷告。
And we pray that as a loving father, you will come in and meet these needs.
因为我们祷告，您作为一个慈爱的父呢，就会来到这里满足我们这样的要求。
But in particular, Lord, tonight, Home has asked for blessing and spiritual growth for her husband, Marco. And we pray that you will do that for him.
最主要，特别的是刘红呢，他要求我们呢为他的丈夫马可的那个福气啊，还有他的那个灵力成长祷告，所以我们起为此祷告。
It's hard for him, Lord, because he doesn't have the same fellowship that we've had, those of us who've been at 16 with lots of good Christian fellowship in the past. And so we pray that somehow he will realize his need for personal Bible study and prayer and help home, Lord, as she tries to help and encourage him.
最主要，就祈求您呢，让他知道呢，就是说是他需要这样的个人的圣经学习，加入我们小组，也帮助那个刘红呢，去鼓励他。
And then we pray for Lydia's mother-in-law, Lord, and we thank you for her spiritual interest.
所以说，我们要为莉迪亚的婆婆祷告，我们感谢呢，她对灵力的事情感兴趣。
We thank you that she is keen to be part of the meetings and to hear the truth of God. But Lord, she's getting older and she's got a problem with feeling in her feet, and we pray that you resolve this problem.
最主要，但是呢，他现在年纪大了，他的那个脚呢，经常发麻，有那个感觉问题，求您呢治愈他这样的问题。
So bless her, we pray.
请你赐福给他，我们祷告。
And we pray for Ivy's mother, Lord. We thank you for her and for her consistent interest in the truth of God. May she become a woman deep in faith and a woman with a zeal to walk in your ways.
愿呢，成为那样一位，就是说是啊，对真理呢非常热情，也就是一直呢跟随着您，在您的方式上走。
So we pray especially for her this evening. We thank you for her.
我今天晚上的特别的为他祷告，我们也为他献上感恩。
Now, Lord, as we turn to your word, give me the right words to make comment and give each of us the right hearts to respond to the good teaching that you have for us in Luke chapter 6.
对主啊，求您呢，在今天晚上呢，让我们有正确的话去理解，也让我们每个人呢，有着有正确的内心去做出反应，就是在路加福音第六章这样的真理，对我们做出正确的反应。
And we ask all these things now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, again, welcome to all. Let's turn to Luke chapter 6.
再次欢迎大家，让我们翻到《路加福音》第六章。
And somehow I've lost you. Just help me. Give me a minute to see if I can pull up something that's lost.
他可能按错了一个键，现在他看不见我们，他想办法把它搞出来。You just click the Zoom icon and then it will come out.
You're right. Okay. I don't know how you can remember those things, but that's exactly what I did, and it worked. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
So Luke chapter 6, and from verses 20 down through the end of the chapter, we have I call it the prescription for the kingdom of the Lord.
在这个里面，我们呢，就六节福音第六章呢，就是20章20节一直到最后一节呢，我把它称之为，就是说是主的那个就是王国的描述。
How should the Christians act in the light of the Lord's kingdom?
所以呢，基督徒在主的那个王国里应该怎样去行动呢？
And so we have this sermon of the characteristics of the servants of the king, what they do at the present time, and what the blessing will be in the future.
我们这里呢有这样的一个讲道，讲的就是说，是我们的主呢，他把这个东西呢就做出各种各样的类别。那你现在要做什么，将来就会获得什么。
And so last week, we just began in verse 20 to look at what I call the blessings of the kingdom.
所以上个星期呢，我们学到了第20节，第二十节呢，我称之为就是说是王国的赐福。
And you'll notice as we go down through these verses that there are contrasts between the present and the future.
你这个里面呢，你就会注意到，当我们往下读的时候呢，这里有一个对比，就是现在和将来的对比。
When we become Christians, we become children in the family of God.
当我们成为基督徒以后呢，我们成为神的大家庭的孩子。
And as we know in life, what you learn as a child and live as a child, you will be able to benefit from in your growth, in your mature years.
在这个里面，就是说，就像我们知道的，当你还是个孩子时候，你所学到的东西、所看的东西，在你将来成熟的时候，那是对你有益的。
And so the simple principle that we're looking at here is invest wisely now in order to inherit much later.
在这个里面，我们学到的一个原则呢，就是说是你现在呢，就是要去投资，那么说呢，你将来呢，你就会呢，就得到极大的回报。
It is true in all of life. If you invest now, you can. A benefit later. If you don't invest now, if you waste now, you will suffer later.
这个里面在我们的人生中呢，也是同样的原则。如果你现在做投资呢，你稍后呢，你就会得到回报；如果你现在不做投资呢，稍后呢，你就要受苦。
The contrast is maybe summed up in these words.
因为就是说是这个对比呢，应该是这样的一些词。
Invest now, inherit later, or play now and pay later.
因为现在就是说叫做投资，稍后呢收获，还是就是你现在去玩耍，那么稍后你要付出代价。
And we all know of examples in life of those who did that. Many played in their youth, wasted their time, and ended up in sorrow. Tragedy in later life.
因为我们在人生里看到很多这样的例子，有很多人呢，在他们年轻的时候呢，只知道玩耍，那么玩耍到他们稍后的人生里呢，他们就会有给他们带来悲剧和苦难。
And we know examples of the opposite of those who invested wisely in their youth and had a life of great blessing and joy in later years.
因为我们在相反的，我们知道那些在年轻的时候就去做投资的人呢，他们在稍后的人生里呢，他们就会就是得到很多的福气和喜乐。
Now, the same is true in the kingdom of God.
就同样的呢，也是在神的国里是实用的。
We live a few years in this life, and then we will inherit the consequences of that for eternity.
因为我们在这个今世呢，要活几多少年，然后呢，这个取决于决定我们在将来呢，就是永恒里会继承多少。
If you believe God, you will invest in this life, and we will reap blessing, eternal blessings when we pass into heaven.
所以呢，如果你相信神，你在今生呢，你做那个投资，那么说呢，当你去到天堂的时候呢，你就会在那里继承产业。
The alternative is to forget God in this life, live for yourself, and in the eternity there will be great loss because the blessings of God will be gone, but only the judgments of God will prevail.
因为相反的是呢，就是说是如果你在今生呢，你忘记了神，忘记了神，那么说呢，你在永恒里面呢，你就要遭受极大的损失。在永恒里对待你的、等待你的呢，就是神的赐福已经不在了，你只有接受审判。
So, verse number 20 now, and we'll begin to pick up the specifics.
所以呢，我们从那20节开始来开始看看这样的一些特别的东西。
Verse 20 says, The Lord Jesus lifted up his eyes toward his disciples, and he said, Blessed are the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
第二节说是耶稣举目看着他的门徒说：“你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。”
There's the opposite between poor poverty and riches.
所以呢，就是说是在贫穷和那个富有之间呢，是一个对立的。
I read a simple story about a man years ago. He said this. He said, I've been poor and I've been rich, and I like being rich better.
所以呢，就是说是我很多年就碰在一个人呢，说我曾经贫穷过，我也曾经富有过，但是我最喜欢的，我还是更喜欢富有。
So the question is, would you like to be poor for a short while now and rich for eternity? Or would you like to be rich for a short while now and poverty stricken in punishment for eternity?
所以现在问题是说，你现在呢？你愿意短暂的贫穷下，那么时候呢，在永恒里你会富有；那么或者说是你现在在这里短暂的富有一下，在永恒里呢，你有失去并且受到惩罚了。
Verse 21, Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh.
第21节说：“你们现在饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足；你们现在哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。
This life is often full of hunger. We don't get all the things that we would like to satisfy.
”所以这一生呢，通常呢都是极其的饥饿。我们通常呢总是得不到我们想要的东西来满足我们。
But in eternity, we'll be full of things that satisfy. Hallelujah.
但是在永恒里呢，就是说是它充满了让你满足的事情，哈利路亚。
Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh.
你现在哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。
There are many things in life that cause us to weep.
所以我们在人生中有很多事情让我们去哭泣，
There are many disappointments.
也有很多的失望。
So a lot of people say, well, I'm going to solve that problem. I'm not going to worry about anybody else than myself.
有些人说呢，我要去解决那个问题，我除了我自己以外，我不关心任何其他的人。
And they live selfish lives seeking, I can't remember the word I had in mind, seeking personal satisfaction rather than looking at the needs of others and sympathizing with them and helping them.
因为他们过着那一个极其自私的生活，他们只关心自己的事，而不是说去帮助关心其他的人。
The Christian then finds himself, verse 22, in the relation with the world.
现在是第22节呢，基督徒呢，他发现了自己和世界之间的关系。
Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For indeed your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner their fathers did to the prophets.
22节、23节，22节说呢，人为人子憎恶，人为人子恨恶你们，与你们分开，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。当那日，你们要欢喜跳跃，因为看哪，你们在天上的赏赐是大的。他们的父辈代众先知也是这样。
So, some wonderful truth in this verse. One is that you are compared to the prophets of old.
你这个里面呢有一些呢，就是这奇妙的真理，就其中一个呢，就是说你和那个众先知做比较。
And you and I read about the prophets, and we become very enthusiastic about them. We admire them.
因为我们知道呢，都读过先知，先知他们呢对神的事情非常的热情，我们呢尊重他们。
And then you read this verse, and it basically says, you can be like the prophets. You will be like the prophets if you behave like the prophets.
所以这个经文你读的时候呢，你就发现呢，你可以像那个先知们一样，你将会成为先知们一样，如果你的行为和先知们一样。
So I read about the prophets, and as do you, and then I often say, Lord, I would like to be like them. You help me be a man of God, like these prophets I read about in the Bible.
因为我通常呢读到一些先知，我就说呢，主啊，求您能把我变成属神的人，我想成为一个像这些众先知一样的人。
And if we are like them, we will have fullness of joy. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy.
因为如果我们像他们一样呢，我们就要充满着喜乐，在那日呢，我们要欢喜跳跃。
Now, the Christians, especially those who love the Lord and live like the prophets, the Christians often are hated by the world.
因为那些基督徒们呢，他们通常呢，他们活得像那些先知一样的话呢，他们通常会被这个世界所恨恶。
And I guess that's true of many of us, but the problem is we don't really see what other people think about us.
所以呢，我认为呢，就是说是可能是那种情况，但是呢，问题是呢，我们通常看不见别人怎么想我们。
I don't know of anybody who's ever hated me.
我不知道有任何人他恨过我。
But I think the people who hate me don't tell me all the time.
我认为呢，那些恨我的人呢，通常呢，他们不会告诉我。
There probably are many who do hate me.
也肯定有很多人，有可能有很多人呢，他们真的恨我。
But the next clause I can identify with, it says, and when they exclude you.
所以呢，下一个呢，下一句我能够就是区分开来。他说呢，他们与你们分开，
Have you ever been excluded?
你有没有被人分开呢？
You say, yes, I've often been excluded.
所以呢，就是说，你说是的，通常呢，他们会拒绝我。
When we're little children, we find often they don't invite us to their games or they don't invite us to their parties.
因为就是我们还是个孩子，就是说我通常呢发现他们不邀请我去参加他们的游戏，参加他们的聚会。
So it's when you're excluded, you're distressed.
当你被分开的时候呢，你比较痛苦。
There have been times in my life when when I didn't really fit in.
在我人生里，有些事情呢，我真是适应不了。
Sometimes it was when I was at work.
有时候呢，是个我工作的时候。
And the people who could have helped me and would have worked with me and could have included me didn't and left me alone.
所以呢，跟我一起工作的人呢，他们呢本来是可以帮助我，可以和我在一起，可以把我包括进去的，但是他们却不拒绝我。
And frankly, on those many occasions, I felt lonely, I felt disappointed.
就坦率说，在那些场景下呢，我感觉孤单，我感觉失望。
It's more serious later in the verse. It's when they revile you and cast out your name as evil. And that probably is true of us as well, though we don't always see that action.
那更糟糕的是呢，他们会辱骂你们，切掉你们的名，以为是恶。这个呢，有可能是在我们人生中出现了这种情况，但是只是说呢，我并不通常会看得到。
So whether we see it or not, the facts are that we are often left on our own, and we're not part of the community around us.
意思就是说，不管呢这个东西我们能不能看见，但是我们通常呢会感到比较孤独。我们发现我们周围的社区呢，我们融合不进去。
What do we do when that happens and we feel bad because we've been left out?
意思就是在这种情况下呢，如果我们被排除在外，我们感觉不好，我们应该怎么做？
Well, you could lie in bed and cry,
你可以躺在床上哭。
or you could follow verse 23 and rejoice in the Lord.
所以呢，或者说你跟从第二三节，在主里喜乐。
Because great is your reward in heaven.
因为你们天上的赏赐是大的。
Okay, there are times when you win, and when you win, you rejoice.
就是有时候你会赢，你赢了以后呢，你就喜乐。
And when you're not treated properly by the people around you, God looks down and he sees your suffering and he says, I will reward you. And you rejoice today in the midst of all that suffering because of all the Lord is going to do for you.
因为里面呢，你有可能对周围的世界对你不公平的对待，那么说这个时候呢，神在天上看见了，神会为你所做的事情呢，他要大大的赏赐你。那么说这个时候呢，你要喜乐，在这种情况下，你要为主将要为你做的事情就要喜乐。
So, why did Paul and Silas sing praises to the Lord in the middle of the night in the prison in Philippi?
那么说呢，为什么保罗和希拉呢？他们在腓立比的那个监狱里，在半夜的时候呢，歌唱那个就是祷告呢？
Because they took these verses literally, that's why.
因为他们照字面意思理解这些经文，这就是为什么。
They said, We were beaten up for Jesus' sake. We were hated for Jesus' sake. We were reviled and cast out for Jesus' sake. And great is our reward in heaven. Let's sing for joy, they said.
其实你们就是说是他说呢，我们是为了主的名被恨恶，我们是为了主的名被辱骂、被分开，我们是为了主的名被遗弃。那么说呢，让我们一起来唱赞美诗，并且喜乐。
Did they make a mistake?
他们做错了吗？
No,
没有。
they will receive great reward in heaven. They receive great reward even here on the earth as the jailer got saved and others got saved. When there's great problems, God is often working in a mighty way. Rejoice when you are rejected because of Jesus.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是他们那些人呢，保罗、希腊在天上呢有大大的赏赐，他们甚至在今生呢就是都有赏赐，因为他们以后呢那些狱卒和监狱长都得救了，他们在今生都得到了赏赐。那么说呢，当你被这个世界拒绝，因为主耶稣基督的缘故的时候呢，你要喜乐。
So, is there an opposite situation to all of this?
是不是有没有那个反面的关于这样的情况的呢？
And verse 24 says, But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation.
24节说呢，那你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们受过你们的安慰。
Is that really true?
这个是真的吗？
Many of us are rich.
我们中间很多人都是富足的。
I guess it all depends who you compare yourself to.
我说这个呢，是取决于你与谁去比较。
But we probably have a more comfortable manner of living than anybody in two or three centuries behind us.
这个里面呢，但是我们呢，就是说是，就是说更有，我们也得到更多的东西，可以满足我们比2到3个世纪之前的人。
And most of us are far richer than the other people in the world.
因为我们大多数人呢，比世界上其他的人要富足得多。
And one of the problems with that is we already have our reward.
最其中一个问题是我们已经得到了我们的奖赏。
So, not being rich isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes it's a very good thing.
所以呢，就是说是你不富有，有时候呢，并不是一件不好的事，有时候是倒是件好事。
Now, the other opposite, verse 25, Woe to you who are full, for you shall hunger.
也是另外一个的反面的是第25节，就是5节说你们饱足的人有祸了，因为你们将要饥饿。
I've never known what it is to be hungry.
我从来不知道什么是饥饿。
It's amazing, but God has been so gracious to me. I've always been able to have my stomach full of good food.
所以这个是非常神奇的，就神对我的大施恩典。我总是说呢，肚子里能够吃饱我想吃的美食。
But I have a friend who was a teenager in the Second World War.
我一个朋友呢，当他还是青少年的时候呢，是在2次世界大战中间。
And his mother couldn't afford food for him.
他妈妈呢，不能给他提供足够的食物给他吃。
And she used to say to him and his brother, you know, she said, you boys have been so very, very good that I'm going to send you to bed tonight and you don't need to eat supper because you boys have been really, really good. And they went to bed hungry with their mother telling them that they were good boys.
所以呢，他通常呢会对他的孩子们说呢，你们都是些好孩子，好孩子。所以呢，今天晚上呢，你们早点睡觉，不用吃晚餐了。他们因为呢，他们是一个所有的人呢都很饿，但是他们的妈妈就说呢，他们是好孩子，所以呢。
Well, we under circumstances like that, when we have food, we should be very thankful. That's why we bow our heads and pray before our meals, because we say, Lord, we don't deserve this. You've been very faithful to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
因为我们总是有食物吃的话呢，因此呢，我们吃食物之前呢，我们就要感恩，我们就说呢，感谢主，感谢感谢，我本来呢不配得到这些食物，但是呢，您却供应了我，所以要感恩感恩。
But there's a sense in which we miss out on the reward of the hungry.
那从某种情况下来说呢，我们就失去了那种就是饥饿所得的奖赏。
Verse 25 goes on, Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep.
25节说：“你们现在喜笑的人有祸了，因为你们将要哀痛哭泣。
And sometimes it's true, things are so good, we just laugh.
”有时候呢，也是一个事实，就是说我们事情非常好，所以我们就笑。
Many years ago, I had a good job.
很多年前呢，我有一份好的工作。
And it was so good that I used to go to sleep at night.
所以呢，就是这个工作好到如此的情况，有时候呢，我半夜睡觉的时候，
And I thought about the job I had.
我就想起我现在获得这个工作，
And I started to giggle.
然后我就开始咯咯笑，
And I would giggle, giggle, giggle as I went to sleep.
然后就咯咯咯咯咯咯咯就睡着了。
Well, that was very nice.
这个非常好。
But I missed out on the blessing that could follow. If I'd been crying before I went to sleep, I'd end up getting more blessings in the future.
但是呢，我却错过了。就是说，如果我在睡觉之前我去哭泣的话呢，我将来呢要得到的奖赏。
And verse 26, woe to you all when men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets.
6节说呢，人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了，因为他们的父辈带假先知也是这样。
Don't ever compromise in what you say just because you want people to think better of you.
因为总是不要做出妥协，为你所说的话，只是因为那别人可以该好好的对你。
If you tell people what they want to hear, they'll tell you what you want to hear, and they'll say, "Oh, you're really, really nice."
因为如果说你想去告诉别人，别人喜欢听的话，那么他们也会告诉你呢。他啊，你喜欢听的话，他们就说啊、哦，你真是个好人呐、啊。
If you tell them the truth of God, they may very well treat you the way they treated the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你去告诉他们关于神的真理，他们有可能呢，就是像对你，就像对待主耶稣那样。
So, this is the contrast in the kingdom of God.
所以这是在那个神的国里的一个对比。
You will find that you serve the Lord now in his kingdom when the king is far away, and you will find it difficult. But when the king returns, he will return with much reward.
你会发现呢，如果说你去服侍这个王，那么这个王呢，他在遥远的地方，这样呢，好像有点难。但是当他回来的时候呢，他给你很多很多的奖赏。
So the Christian continually has to wage a warfare, and he's got to say, I'm going to live today for the king. And if people like it, fine. If they don't, that's fine. I'm going to serve the Lord.
因为基督徒呢，今天呢，就是说是一直要啊打这场林内的战争，就是说呢，不管那个周围的人他们喜不喜欢我，我都要为主而活。
So the kingdom of God is invest now and get great reward in eternity. That's the issue.
所以呢，神的国里面就是你现在投资，那么说呢，在将来得到极大的奖赏，在永恒里得到极大奖赏，这就是这样的一个事。
All right, so the first theme then is what you invest in and what your reward will be.
你第一件事情就是说你投资的是什么，那你的奖赏就会是什么。
But verse 27 introduces the second theme in this great sermon, and the second theme is love your enemies.
但是呢，从27节开始呢，就是在这个这篇道里面的第二个主题。第二个主题呢，就是爱你的仇敌。
How are you going to live for Jesus in the kingdom at the present time when he's away and we're here as his ambassadors?
因为你怎么样去服侍主？当他现在呢不在这里，在他的王国里面的时候呢，他在远处，我们做他的大使的时候。
So verse 27 says, this is what you must do. I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you.
你这个第二句就说呢？只是我对你们这听的人说，要爱你们的仇敌，善待恨你们的人，诅咒你们的，你们要为他祝福；恶意利用你们的，要为他祷告。
Well, if you're like me, that's not always easy.
比如跟你跟我一样，你觉得这个不容易做得到。
I may say I love them, but often my words are pretty strong against them.
因为有可能说，那我爱他们，但是通常呢，我的词呢非常的不友好对他们。
And so the Lord says, this is how you'll be serving me. If you're interested in my kingdom, what you're going to do is you are going to behave nicely, quietly, gently to those who are around you who do not love you.
你这个里面的主说呢，你在我的王国里呢，你要有这样的行为，就是说呢，对周围那些那就是恨你的人、不喜欢你的人呢，你要非常的友好，非常的安静，非常的就是容忍。
How do you do that?
你怎么做得到呢？
Well, verse 28 says, you bless those who curse you. You pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, you offer the other. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either.
第28节说呢，咒诅你的要为他祝福，恶意利用你们的要为他祷告。有人打你这边的脸，连那边的脸也要由他打；有人夺你的外衣，连里衣也由他拿去。
Well, I don't know. That's not that easy to do.
因为我不知道这个很难做得到。
So I have a friend who went down to the Skid Row area in Vancouver many years ago, and he spoke to some men who were very, very sinful, very, very wicked, and impoverished.
这个里面呢，就是我们的一个朋友呢，很多很多年前呢，他在那个滑雪道上跟一个就是说是啊非常非常邪恶的、非常非常穷的人说话。
He saw a man who was poor. He was a bad fellow. He was poor and he didn't have an overcoat.
现在他看见这个人呢，他是个非常的邪恶的人呢，非常的贫穷，他连外套都没有。
And my friend took off his coat and gave it to him.
这位的朋友把他的外套脱下来，来给了他。
He came home from the church service that night without his coat.
因为那天晚上呢，他从那个教会的那个就是说是，服侍你回去以后呢，身上没有外套。
His wife said to him, Ron, where's your coat?
他的妻子说：“让你的外套到哪去了？”
He says, Well, there was a man who needed it. I gave it to him.
当然呢，有个人呢需要外套，所以我给他了。
She said, Why would you do that?
也就是说，为什么你要那么做呢？
And he said, Because of Luke chapter 6, verse 29.
他是因为《路加福音》第6章29节这么说的。
Do you think the man who got the coat was appreciative?
就你认为那个得到他外套的人呢，会感激他吗？
Maybe.
有可能，
Maybe yes, but maybe no.
也有可能感谢，也有可能不感谢。
But he decided that he was going to give it away anyway, just because Jesus said, This is how you live love.
所以这个里面呢，他决定了，不管怎么说呢，他就把外套送给那个人了，因为这是主耶稣基督告诉他的：你怎样在爱里活着。
Verse 29 says, To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also.
第29节说，有人打你这边脸，连那边脸也由他打。
It's common to strike back.
所以通常呢，你就会是打回去。
When I was a boy, the boys used to fight sometimes.
当我还是个男孩的时候呢，男孩通常呢会打架。
I was the smallest boy in the class.
所以我在那个课堂里，在我们班级里，我的个头是最小的。
And when they fought me, I didn't fight back
当他们打我的时候，我通常不会打回去，
because I was a coward and I was too small to fight back.
因为我非常的懦弱，因为我的个子太小，打不过他们。
But instead of standing there and letting them hit me again, I ran away.
但是我并不站在那里让他们打我，我就跑。
They were bigger than me, but I could run faster than them, so I just ran away.
所以他们的个子比我大，但是我跑得比他们快，我只是跑了。
That's not what the Bible says.
在那
It
边，
says if they strike you, offer him the other one also.
你这并不是圣经说的。圣经说，如果打你左脸呢，你把另一个右脸也给他。
These standards are very high.
就这样的标准是非常高的。
I find them very, very challenging.
我发现这个极具挑战性。
They weren't easy to follow when I was a little boy.
当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我都很难去遵从。
They're not easy to follow now that I'm an old man.
我现在成那个老年人，那更难遵从。
But this is what God says. Heaven is like, this is the foundation for heaven.
那这就是神说的，就是这是天国什么样的？天国呢？这是天国的基础。
That's wonderful. What is heaven going to be like?
这是非常奇妙的，天堂会是什么样子的？
It's going to be full of people who lived like this on the earth and now have great rewards in heaven.
就是天堂呢，充满了像这样一群人呢，他们在那个地上是这样生活的，那么在天上呢，得到了奖赏。
Verse 30, give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back.
三节说，凡求你的就给他，有人夺你的东西去，不要再要回来。
Well, I'm not sure that I like to give to everyone who asks me.
现在我不是很确定呢，我喜欢把每个想我要东西的人我都给他。
But I should be. I should give away more to the people who ask me.
但是呢，我应该那样去做，我应该呢给那些找我要的人呢给更多的给他们。
Those who ask me, do they always deserve it?
他们那些找我要的，他们通常呢就是该得吗？
No.
这不是。
Should I give to them anyway?
所以呢，我是不是就不管怎么样就给他们呢？
Well, these verses say yes, don't they?
所以这些经文说是的，是不是呢？
That's a high standard, Harold.
这还是这是一个高标准。
All right. Verse 31, just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise.
第三十一节说：“你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
Now, that's a marvelous verse and one that you might decide to memorize.
”所以这个呢是一个奇妙的经文，就是其中的一节经文，你也可能你可以决定就是记下来
That is a great principle for life.
的。这是人生的一个就是大的原则。
And so you say, I'm going to try to live that. I'm going to live in such a way that I will do to others just exactly as I would want them to do to me if I were in their position.
你这个里面呢，你就说呢，你要把这个活出来。如果呢，我就会恰恰的那样去对另外一个人。如果说是我在他的位置，他会那么对我的。
Now, the contrast to all this comes in the next verses.
因为那个对比是下面的一些经文。
Verse 32 says, If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them.
第30节就说：“你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？这就是罪人也爱那些受爱他们的人。
So, if sinners love those who love them, how do we prove that we're more than sinners?
”如果一个罪人呢也会去爱那些爱他的人，那么我们怎么证明我们比罪人呢更爱人呢？
Well, we love those who don't love us.
我们爱那些不爱我们的人。
Well, after a while, it gets to be pretty expensive.
我觉得过了一段时间，可能代价非常的高。
I've only got so much love to go around.
只有一点点爱可以分出去。
And if I love all the bad guys, then what am I going to do? I'm going to have to get more love.
所以呢，如果也要去爱那些所有的坏人，那么下一步怎么办呢？我需要更多的爱了。
Verse 33, if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same.
33就说：“你们若善待那些善待你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也是这样行。
So you say, well, he didn't do good to me, I'm going to do good to him. That's the plan of God.
”意思是说他对我不好，但是我要对他好，这是神的计划。
Verse 34, if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back.
34节说：“你们若借给人，指望从他收回，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也借给罪人，要如数收回。
So, what is love, the love of Jesus? What is it like?
”所以呢，主耶稣的爱是什么样的？那是什么样的爱呢？
Well, it goes far and above the natural love in life.
所以那就是远远的，就是说是超越，就是我们自然的生活中的爱。
So, most people love because they're going to get in return the same thing or more.
有些人呢，他们爱是因为他们将会得到同样的回报，或者更多的回报。
We have a phrase in English, you may have it or not in other languages, but in English, we have a phrase that goes like this: when you marry, make sure you marry up.
意思就是说我们在英语里有个说法，也许你们在其他语言呢没有这样的说法。这个说法是呢，当你要嫁人的时候，或者确保你上嫁，
You want to marry someone better than you, don't you?
你还是结婚找一个比你强的人结婚，是不是？
So that you'll be better off after the marriage than you were before.
现在就是说是，如果呢，就是说是你，如果说是你嫁了一个比你强的人，那么结婚以后呢，你就比以前要好。
Well, the Christian life, not in marriage, but in normal life, is you be good to those who are below you. You be good to those who can't help you and bring you higher. You be good to those who need your help.
因为这是基督徒的人生，你就说你要对那些呢比你地位低的人，你要对他好，你要去帮助他们，你要对那些就是说是需要帮助的人，你要去帮助他们。
And therefore, the summary verses 35 and 36, but love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, as your Father also is merciful.
因此呢，35节、36节做了一个总结。他说：“你们倒要爱仇敌，也要善待他们，又要借给人，不指望偿还，你们的赏赐就必大了。你们也必做至高者的儿女，因为他恩待那不知道感恩的和作恶的，所以你们要怜悯，像你们的父怜悯一样。”
So, what is our standard of love? What is the example that we follow?
对我们的爱的标准是什么？我们要遵从什么样的榜样？
And the answer is we follow the character of God, we follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
对的答案是呢，我们遵从神的品格，我们遵从我们的主耶稣基督。
So, what have we got now in the kingdom, the principles of the kingdom? First of all, we want to invest now in order to receive return later, much later.
所以现在我们得到的什么呢？我们现在呢，就是要投资，要做投资呢。那么投入以后呢，我们在或者稍后，或者将来更晚的时候得到奖赏。
And the second theme is that we love our enemies in the same way as the Lord Jesus loved us. That's how we invest now. We invest by loving those who don't love us.
所以这个里面的第二个呢，就是说我们去爱像我们的主耶稣，我们去爱我们的敌人，像我们的主耶稣基督爱我们一样，这就是我们怎样在我们今生做投资。
And the third thing that characterizes the Christian in the kingdom is verse 37, judge not, and you will not be judged.
对，第三件事在那个基督徒的人生中是第37节，说你们不要论断，就不被论断。
The Christian is not full of condemnation of the others. He's full of love toward the others.
你基督徒呢，并不是说总是要去定别人的罪，他就是说是多多的去爱别人。
So the Lord Jesus, when he was alive, was continually reaching out in grace and compassion to sinners who came. They needed healing. He healed them all.
因为这个主耶稣基督在他在地球上的时候呢，他一直呢就是大施恩典，大大的同情那些人。当那些人需要被治愈的时候呢，他把他们全都治愈了。
So remember the verse that says, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. He didn't come to condemn, he came to save.
因为就要记住这句经文，就是说人子来到这个世界上呢，他是去寻求和拯救那些失丧的人，他来并不是要定那些人的罪。
So let's see what this theme develops like. Verse 37.
所以我们看看这个主题是怎么发展的，第37节。
Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven.
对，你们不要论断，就不被论断；你们不要定罪，就不被定罪；你们要饶恕，就必蒙饶恕。
So this relates both to Christians and non-Christians. The Christian doesn't go around judging his brother. The Christian doesn't go around condemning his brother. The Christian does go around forgiving his brother.
因为这个里面的这些，我们不像这个世界的人，我们基督徒呢，他们总是呢就不是去论断他们的那个弟兄，他们呢基督徒呢，他们也不是去给他们的弟兄定罪，基督徒呢，他是要去饶恕他们的弟兄。
So it's easy to look at others and realize that they realize that they made big mistakes, and that's why they're in the problem they're in.
你这个非常容易的，就是说是去找出别人的错误，说呢，这就是为什么他们陷入这样的麻烦。
And so you can often say of other people, Christians or non-Christians, who've got a problem, well, it serves you right because you did it wrong.
因为你们呢，你可以很容易对那些基督徒和非基督徒说呢，你看来呢，这你现在事情不对了，是因为你做错了事儿。
Okay, don't spend all your time analyzing why others have got a problem. Go in and help them.
你不要到处去呢分析别人为什么呢会呢陷入这样的麻烦，你要去呢帮助他们。
There's a response that comes in verse 37 at the end. It says, and you will be forgiven.
其实你有一个回应，在第37节的最后，就是你就必蒙饶恕。
If you go around condemning others, analyzing others, judging others, do you think they'll probably do the same to you?
如果呢，你呢，就是说是到处去论断人家，并且就是说去分析人家，就是给人定罪，你认为他们是不是也会做同样的事情对你呢？
And when you ask them for forgiveness, or when you ask God for forgiveness, will God forgive you?
你向他们求饶恕的时候，或者说你向神求饶恕的时候，神会饶恕你吗？
And so, very often in scripture, you get the simple line, if you forgive others, you will be forgiven. And if you don't forgive others, then you won't be forgiven.
因为通常呢，我们在圣经里会找到这样的经文，就是说呢，如果你饶恕其他的人，你也会被饶恕；如果你不饶恕其他的人呢，你也会不被饶恕。
So it's a whole lot easier for me to go to God and say, God, forgive me, please, than it is for me to go to my friend and say, I forgive you.
你这个里面的意思是说，我非常的容易的去到神面前说神呐、啊，求你饶恕我。但是对我来说呢，我去跟我的其他的弟兄说，我饶恕你，这个就有点难了。
How much harder to go to an enemy? and say to him, I forgive you.
那么岂不是更那个难吗？如果你去跟一个敌人说呢，我饶恕你。
These standards for the kingdom are very high.
所以这样的王国里的这样的标准都是非常高的标准。
The Lord expects us to live as He lived when He was here. He lived according to that very high standard.
女主呢，她呢希望我们呢，就是说是活出她那样，当她在地球上活出的那样标准，因为主呢生活的是一个非常高的标准。
And then he says, give, verse 38.
第38节说要给。
If you give in your love and in your lack of judgment for others, if you give, what will you get in return?
所以呢，如果你给人呢，就是带着爱，而不是说去论断人。那么说，你给你得到的是什么呢？
Will it be given to you good measure?
所以呢，他会给你更好的。
And what is good measure?
那么好的呢，那给的是什么？
Well, it's getting something in a bucket or in a bowl. I guess in the old days you paid and then you got return. And what they gave you in return, what are you going to get in return if you give to others?
就是如果说呢，在那过去那个时代呢，他们用个桶或者用个碗，你把它送出去以后呢，那么他们回报你，还给你的是什么？是多少？
Well, it says you'd get good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you.
这里讲的是说呢，你们要给人的，就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你怀里，因为你们用什么样的量器量给人，也必用什么样的量器给你们。
So, if you were to go into a store and you were to trade and you gave something and they said, I will give you a bowl full of this in return.
因为这个里面就是，如果你到一个那个，就是说是商店去，你去做交换，你说我把这个给你们，他们会给什么给你呢？
What would characterize a full bowl?
因为就是说是一个呢，就是是一个一碗一整碗是什么？
And God says, this is how I want to give to you. I want to give you things that are pressed down so that the bowl is not empty, it's full.
你这个里面的就说是那么说呢，他说，神呢说是这就是我要给你们的，就说是我们要十足的深度，连摇带按，这是满的，而不是空的。
Shaken together.
他要把它那个摇，连摇带按。
And very often, when you shake something, the particles fall together, the air goes out, and it gets full. If you shake it, it isn't as full as you thought it was going to be.
你这个里面通常呢，你如果把那个碗呢，就是脏东西的时候，你再摇一下，那里面的空气呢就会出来，那么说可以装更多的东西。如果你
And then more is added to the container so that it is now running over.
现在呢，你那个容器呢就要就是流出来了。
So, how is the Lord going to return your kindness? He's going to give you a bountiful return.
天主呢，怎么会就是给你那个你的那个，就是说是有好回报呢？他会给你很多的回报。
So, if you give a bountiful gift, the Lord will give you a bountiful return on that.
因为如果你给那个主呢很多的那样的礼物，那么主呢也会赐给你很多的回报。
The illustration is only partly valid, but I remember the missionary story about the man who went out to Africa to serve the Lord, and he didn't take money with him.
你这个里面的这个例子总是这样的。我记得呢，有一个人呢，就是宣教士去到那个非洲去宣教，他一分钱都没有带。
He was looking to the Lord to somehow pay him, make sure that he lived properly when he was in Africa But he didn't take money with him.
所以他呢，期待着主呢，就是供应他。当他在非洲的时候呢，给他呢必要的生活。所以他去时候，他一分钱都没带。
And his logic, the summary of his life in Africa went like this.
因为他在那个非洲的那样的人生的那个总结是这样的。
He said, I have learned that if I give God a good day's work, he will give me a good day's pay.
所以他说呢，如果呢我呢为神呢很好的工作一天，那么神呢会给我很好的一天的工资。
Well, that makes lovely logic, doesn't
这个就是很可爱的逻辑，是不是？
it? You and I got big problems today, and we get up in the morning and we say, Lord, you've got to help me. I'm not going to survive unless you help me.
因为你我呢，当出现碰到大问题的时候，我们早上起来说：“主啊，如果呢也您呢今天不帮助我，我今天就活不下去了。
And then what do you do?
”那你应该怎么做呢？
You say, I'm going to give God a good day's work today, and in reward, He's going to give me a good day's pay.
也就是说呢，我要今天好好的为神工作一天，那么说呢，给我的奖赏就神呢会给我很好的一天的工资。
Well, that's what this wonderful verse 38 is all about. You give God a good day's work, He'll look after you, He'll give you a good day's pay.
因为这个里面就是这个非常的就是说是奇妙的这些第38节的这些真理，你如果呢跟神好好工作，神会付你很好的工资的。
And then he says, verse 39, and he spake a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the ditch?
然后在39节他说呢耶稣用比喻对他们说：“瞎子岂能领瞎子？两个人不是都要掉到坑里吗
So make sure that you're not leading people the wrong way.
？”要确保你不要把人呢带错了方向。
The blind often lead the blind.
所以瞎子通常是领着瞎子。
Spiritually blind are telling people the foolishness of sin all the time, and they both fall into the ditch.
所以呢，就是说是那些在那个林里的眼瞎的，他们通常呢会告诉其他的人呢所有这些罪的愚蠢的事情，所以他们两个人都会掉到坑里去。
So make sure that you're going in the right direction so that people following you don't fall into the ditch.
所以呢，就要确保呢你走的方向是对的，这样呢跟从你的人呢不会跟你一起掉进坑里。
And so Steve Biggs, Lorna Biggs' father, used to preach to us, and he said this. He said, My objective is to lead you in such a way that if you're following me 100 years from now, you'll still be going in the right direction.
所以罗纳·比格的父亲，不，比格的父亲呢，比格斯的父亲，他的 Steve Biggs，他通常呢给我们讲了一篇道。他说：“我的目标呢，就是今天呢，我带领你从现在到100年以后，如果你跟着我走，仍然走在正确的方向上。
Are people following you?
”有没有人跟从你呢？
Yeah.
是。
And so they'll follow you. If you go in the right direction, they'll go in the right direction. If you go in the wrong direction, you'll both crash.
所以呢，他们跟从你，是不是？如果呢，你走的方向对，他们走的方向也是对；如果你走的方向不对，你们两个呢，都走向毁灭。
All right, verse 40 then says, A disciple is not above his teacher. But everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher.
第40节说，门徒不能高过他的师傅，但一个人若完全，就必像他的师傅一样。
Who is our teacher?
谁是我们的师傅？
Jesus.
主耶稣。
If we submit to his training, then we will be like him.
如果我们顺服，让他训练我们，我们就会像他一样。
So, in everything you say, Lord, what do I have to do in order to be like you? What would you do in this situation?
所以呢，就是说，在一些情况下呢，就是说是。我们会跟主说：“主啊，我们要做什么，就是会像您呢？您在这种情况下会怎么做呢
And now the theme changes to correct our brother. Do we have a responsibility to correct our brother?
现在呢，这个主题转向去纠正我们的那个弟兄姊妹，我们有没有这样的责任去纠正弟兄姊妹呢？
And the answer is yes. We do have a responsibility to correct. We don't judge him, but we've got to tell him that the Lord will judge him.
第一个答案是。就是说这，但是呢，我们要有这样的责任要去纠正他们，但是呢，我们却不去审判他们，因为主会审判他们的。
And so Paul tells Timothy, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all, I'm not sure the next words, with all patience and long suffering or some such thing.
一直都把它告诉提摩太说：“提摩太，你要出去，那就是说是你要去传道，传道，不管是实时和不合时时，不合时，就这样呢，你要去纠正，你要去劝告，你要去证明，带着爱和耐心。”
So we've got to preach, we've got to teach, we've got to teach in such a way that we prove that what other people are doing is wrong, and we've got to rebuke them for doing that, as well as exhort them.
因为我们要去证明，证明要去教导，教导了以后呢，我们要用我们的教导证明这些人是错的，做错了以后呢，我们呢就是也要去劝告他们，并且呢就是说要去让他们改正。
All right, so that's very difficult. How do you go about being the kind of person who can reprove and rebuke and exhort people to do what's right?
你这个呢，就是说是这个，就是说非常难的一个工作。你怎么样呢？做一个好人，而且出去呢，你要去证明，你要去责备，你要去劝告人呢？
So verse 42 says, How can you say to your brother, Let me remove the speck that is in your eye when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye. Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye.
第42节说呢，你们不见自己眼中有良木，怎能对你的弟兄说：“弟兄，容我去掉你眼中的木屑呢？”你这假冒伪善的人，先去掉自己眼中的良木，然后才能看清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的木屑。
So our job is to help others and to remove their blindness, show them what they should be doing for God. That's our job. We got to do that.
所以呢，我们的工作呢，就是去帮助人，帮助人呢显示他们的那个眼瞎，然后呢，就帮助他们，就帮他们去做神的事儿，这是我们的工作。
How do we do it?
我们怎么样去做呢？
Well, we live it right in the first place so that people following us can do it right in the second place.
所以我们首先呢，自己呢要活得正确。如果说我们活得正确，那些呢跟从我们的人呢，他们也会去做正确的事。
But to say to them, you've got to do it this way, when they say it to me, to you in return, you don't do it that way.
因为如果你跟他说，那你应该这么做，他们呢就是反问你，你并没有那么去做。
So our objective is to train others to do it right, and the best way to do that is to ensure that we do it right ourselves first.
所以呢，我们的工作呢，就是去训练别人去做正确的事情。那么说呢，就是要确保人家听你说的呢，首先呢，我们自己呢要做正确的事情。
And usually, when we're critical of others, we're critical in spite of the fact that we do the same thing.
所以有时候呢，我们去批评别人的时候呢，我们就不顾我们也做过同样的事情。
As a matter of fact, one of the ways we can see that the other person is doing it wrong is we know all about doing it wrong because we do it wrong ourselves.
因为这个里面就是说是在有时候呢，我们看到别人做错的事情，但是呢就看不见我们自己呢也做错了事情。
So, in all of these things, the Lord is basically saying, the kingdom of God is going to be marvelous in heaven. you get started by living it down here now.
你这些所有的告诉我们，那就是说是神的国呢，它呢是一个非常奇妙的地方，那个那标准呢非常高，你最好从现在开始就活出那个标准。
This life now is invest time. In eternity, we will get reward, inheritance time.
在我们今生呢是投资的时间，那么在永恒里，在天上呢，我们是得奖赏和产业的时候。This
life now is work time. When we get to heaven, we will get rest time.
所以在我们今生呢是工作的时间，当我们去到天堂以后呢，那就是休息的时间了。This
time now is love time. When we get to heaven, we will get the blessings of love. But right now, we've got to love others because Jesus did.
因为我们今生是爱的时间，但是我们去到天堂以后呢，我们呢就在天堂呢，因为我们的爱得到祝福。那么说呢，今生呢，我们要去爱别人，是因为主耶稣基督爱人。
Well, that's our study time for tonight. We got down to verse 42. We'll finish off this sermon and get into chapter 7 next week, Lord willing.
这就是我们今天的时间呢，到这里我们今天停到第42节。那么下一次呢，我们会把这一章学完，学完呢，然后如果主若许可，我们学到第七章。
Again, thanks for the privilege of being with you tonight. May the Lord bless us.
所以呢，再一次呢，感谢呢有这样的荣幸和大家在一起，愿神呢赐福给我们大家。Let's
pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, these requirements, these standards we find are very high.
记住啊，这些就是要求这样的标准，我们发现非常的高。
We're not really good at loving the way we should.
我们并不擅长的，就是让，去爱，让我们该爱的方式去爱。
We're not always keen to invest as we ought to.
所以我们通常呢，也不是说该去投资像我们应该的投资的那样去做。
But Lord, we thank you for teaching us this truth.
所以主要感谢您呢，教导我们这样的真理。
And our prayer is that we will submit to it and that you will help us live it out.
所以主要就是我们的祷告是我们会顺服，顺服，然后呢，您会帮助我们去活出来。
Our prayer is that you will grant us much blessing in heaven and that you will bless many people through us when we're down here now.
所以我们就是祷告是呢，就是我们在天上呢，我们会得到呢很多的赐福。那么说呢，在现在我们住在地上的时候呢，我们可以把福气带给更多的人。
And so for your kindness, we give thanks and look to you for blessing in Jesus' name.
所以为了您的慈爱，我们献上感恩，来祈求您的赐福。我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you all for tonight. May the Lord bless us all.